What's up, everyone? I figured I'd do this while actually I'm driving, so I apologize if the audio is a little shitty, but just got done seeing Spider-Man Homecoming, the newest film from Marvel Studios and Columbia Pictures. I know we're going to do a review about it on Well Damn Radio, but I just want to give you my first thoughts and initial reaction. Fucking good film. Holy hell, I actually really enjoyed it. Might have been the best Spider-Man movie I've ever fucking seen. Reason being is that I absolutely fell in love with the actor playing Spider-Man, Tom Holland. This kid did a fantastic job. I mean, tremendous job at Spider-Man, in my opinion. Great Peter Parker. He was, the whole point about being a 15-year-old superhero, it was he did 15-year-old things. You know, he made stupid mistakes, and Tony Stark was there to always clean up the mess, which was one of the things that they tried to, shine, essentially, that it was Tony Stark is not the main role and focus here, is that this is a Spider-Man movie. So, best plot twist in the Marvel Comics so far. In the Marvel Cinematic Universe so far. To see that, you know, to start off the movie, you got Peter Parker pretty much the movie starts off with the aftermath of the Avengers. The Avengers in 2012. Now, this is where the continuity fucks up completely, is that it says 8 years later. Now, 2012, 8 years later would have been 2020. Now, that's inaccurate because the events of this take place a couple months right after, 2 months exactly after Civil War, which took place in 2016. So, all right, they fucked up. That's just as simple as that. They fucked up the timeline. It shouldn't have been 8 years. It should have just been like six. So, or at least something like that would have been a little bit more sense. But the movie literally takes place 2 months after the events of Civil War. So, there was that. So, that was the big fuck-up. So, basically, what you got going on is that these guys that are former, pretty much they clean up all the shit. You know, the sanitation department of, like, New York City or some shit. And they got this big job in their families they're trying to make money for and whatnot. So, basically, what they're doing is cleaning up the debris. And then Tony Stark's, or somebody with the government people are like, nah, fuck this, we're gonna come and clean it up, and sorry, you're taking all the jobs away from these people. So that group of people, they end up stealing the Chitauri power that they were using for their ships and their vehicles from 2012. So then, so you see them basically like, nah, fuck this, we're gonna start our own shit. So they take all that power. Then you get into the idea of Spider-Man into the current present. You see him taking, a video vlog, a vlog, if you will, of his journey to Civil War, where he's going to, I was somewhere in Germany, I don't fucking remember. And then you see he's filming all these events. And you know, there's actually this guy actually currently behind me right now that is actually up my fucking ass. So, goddamn, people are in such a fucking hurry. So anyway, we get to the part where now we're exactly, I think it said 2 months after, and Spider-Man Homecoming standing for actually a high school homecoming dance. And it's basically, I think Peter's a sophomore. The girl that he's interested in is a senior, and they're on some academic fucking, team, some academic team. And basically, the entire premise of that is that he's trying to tell this girl that he likes her, plus that he doesn't want to reveal he's Spider-Man. Then his best friend finds out. And then, long story short, Spider-Man ends up saving the fucking day. They go to Washington, D.C., is where their fucking, tournament thing was held or whatnot. And so, basically, in a nutshell, without trying to reveal his identity, he ends up, saving everybody. Peter Parker's at the right place at the right time. Meanwhile, Iron Man's always there to clean up the mess because he's still a kid and doesn't know what he's doing. But then you come to find out that the main the bad guy in this film, who was a Vulture, which is fucking awesome, his daughter is actually the one that Peter Parker is going to the dance with. And it's the one he's had a crush on all along. So that was the biggest plot twist. I was like, holy fuck, that was great. And so basically, Vulture says to, Spider-Man, he's like, don't fucking get in my business ever again, or I'll fucking kill you. But please show my daughter a good time. So thank you for saving her. So I'm gonna give you this one. So nonetheless, they get into this big giant fucking fight of in the air, because you got Tony Stark is actually moving from the in this time they finally redid the Avengers I guess, Avengers base in upstate New York, and Avengers Tower, Tony sold the property. And so they remodeled the whole base, and Tony's actually currently moving all of his stuff from the Avengers Tower in Manhattan to, you know, the one in upstate New York. So that's a minor plot, but it actually comes up to a big reason, is that Happy Hogan, the entire time, his head of security is overseeing this transition from the moving that is taking place. And so basically, Spider-Man essentially gets his powers stripped and his suit taken away from Tony because he's reckless with it. And Tony's like, you know, Tony's trying to be that role model that his dad wasn't to him. So basically, you got Spider-Man, Tony's apprentice, or, you know, his mentor, if you will. And now is taking all this away from him, takes his suit away from him, tells him the big line of the movie, if you're nothing without your suit, then you don't deserve it. I think that was it. I think that was the quote. So basically, because Tony even said, I mean, Spider-Man said, I'm nothing without my suit. And that's what Tony, a long time, he needed to realize that he was somebody without it, or still isn't. So the cool thing that we get to at this point is that instead of actually killing Vulture, bottom line, Spider-Man actually saves his life, and he does the right thing, and the government comes and arrests him. They save Tony's ship, because from Avengers Tower, they got Tony's ship that is actually going to, you know, the new upstate. It's got all Tony's fucking Mark, you know, suits. It's got all of his arc reactor technology. It's got many of his fucking prized possessions. So Spider-Man ends up saving that vehicle while, you know, they sent a decoy to try and fuck up the tracing of where that vehicle was going. So, and then we get to the whole bottom, you know, the end of it. He saves Vulture, ties him up. Then the next day at school or some shit is that his daughter is moving to Oregon because her father's now in prison. So, and it felt kind of bad for the wife in all this situation because poor woman. I mean, essentially, she really didn't have to go through all that. So, nonetheless, then we get to the biggest reveal is that Tony Stark ends up recruiting Peter Parker for Spider-Man. I mean, it's for the Avengers as Spider-Man. And then it was basically another test and, you know, fucking Peter Parker's like, oh, no, I just want to be a friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. And so Tony unveils this new suit to him and everything and tells him he could, you know, stay with Vision or the room next to Vision. There's so many cameos and, like, other things. You got Captain America on the fucking TV screen in the gymnasium. And you got fucking Peter Parker's best friend, which I fucking forget his name already. Was basically the guy in the chair. And if you get that reference, then you're my type of people. So, nonetheless, Spider-Man Homecoming. Overall, Spider-Man is officially a member of the Avengers. He's, you know, Tony gives him back his suit, and he's doing all this crazy shit, and so that was the cool thing. And my favorite part of the entire movie was seeing Pepper Potts. Pepper comes out of the news conference, and she's saying, where's the kid? And they're like, fuck, we need some breaking news, and Happy was like, oh, he just left. And Tony's like, oh, I got some big ideas. And so, basically, Tony Stark proposes to fucking Pepper Potts. Holy shit, they're engaged. After, like, 8 years, Happy Hogan had the ring in his pocket. Or since 2008, it was. Which is fucking hilarious. That made me smile so much because I'm such a huge Iron Man fan. I was like, yes. And so to say, is this a part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe? Did Columbia Pictures, did Sony Pictures do a good job? Yes, they did. Marvel Studios aced this Spider-Man role. And then in the post-credit scene, you get to find out that Vulture is in prison. And then he meets with Scorpion. And then there's a second post-credit scene with Captain America. Just given like a public service announcement of like kind of like it was like kind of like how Deadpool's end credit scene was. It was like, why'd you waste your time doing this? And so it was kind of funny. Nonetheless, it said Spider-Man will return, and his next cameo should be in his role should be in Avengers: Infinity War, which I've seen the trailer for. Fucking amazing! I can't wait. This kid playing Spider-Man. This movie was fan fucking tastic. Absolutely loved it. I give it a 9 out of 10. I really do. There's little things you can nitpick here and there, but as a fan, 9 out of fucking 10. Hands down, must see. And to follow, it is the cinematic universe. It does not fuck with the continuity of the timeline's off, but it is a Marvel Cinematic Universe film. You have to acknowledge it. It is blatantly there. So even though it was taken by Columbia Pictures and Sony, it is part of the MCU. You cannot ignore this film. It is a continuation of Spider-Man and Tony Stark and the Avengers as a whole. So there you go. Next up, Thor Ragnarok. Can't wait. We'll see that in a couple months. Oh, man. Fucking A. This movie was damn good. I enjoyed the fuck out of it. All right, guys. I've been Joe from, you know, Well Damn Radio. That was my personal opinion on it. And quite frankly, it was fucking good. Spider-Man Homecoming. Absolutely loved it. best Spider-Man film I've seen so far.